My name's Tracy Brown. I'm at 1135 Ward Street.
What kind of work do you do?
Collateral repossessions. I repossess autos, boats, motorcycles, things of that nature. I mean, it's a dangerous job, but I mean, my key to success of doing this job is always just kind of reasoning with the people and letting them know that, hey, you got yourself into this situation. I didn't. I'm just a messenger, you know? And I mean, we have problems. We fight. People put guns on us and everything else. But I think, you know, I've never been into nothing to where I've gotten hurt or anything like that. But it's rough, you know? And I actually repo cars right out of this neighborhood sometimes. So I have to be selective of what I drive. Like, we have trucks that are, you know, tinted out, like my pickup truck there, that I'll bring when I come into, like, my own neighborhood or something, so that people don't see me and, hey, that's the guy that took my cousin's car or whatever, you know. People try to drive off with their car after you've gotten it hooked up. I've actually seen somebody completely destroy their car trying to get it off the tow truck, and it's nothing I can do but sit there and watch them destroy it, you know. I mean, I don't know if you know, a lot of repo drivers will go up under your car and unhook your transmission in order to get your car into neutral so they can pull it away from where it's at. One instance, I happened to be in a guy's yard up under his pickup truck to unhook the linkage to put it in neutral so that I could pull it out of the yard. And he grabbed me by both of my legs and snatched me from up under there like a doll. This guy's like three times my size. Like, what are you doing? I was like, hey, you didn't see that big tow truck right there? He's like, no, I just saw two legs from up under my truck, you know. But I laid on the ground. I didn't try to be intimidating by getting up. I laid there and talked to him, and eventually he cleaned the truck out, and he's like, hey, man, I didn't know who you were and all. I said, hey, no problem, man. You know, you didn't hurt me or anything. You just dragged me from under the truck.
I guess being a repo man, you're always going to have job security because people are always going to be...
Always going to be behind the cars. Yeah. You got so many dealerships out now that'll just throw you in a car, and the dealerships don't care. I mean, they just want to sell you the car. It's up to you and the bank after you get that car. You can't go back to the dealership and say, hey, I changed my mind. I don't want this. It's not theirs. You've signed a contract with a bank at that point, you know, to where you're thousands of dollars in debt and you're not really realizing it. And then they have all these deferred payment programs down to where they let you actually drive this thing for 3 months before you make a payment on it. So you're used to not making a payment on it and driving it. So when that third month come up, you're like, hey, I got to come up with $900. You don't have it. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people get caught up. I listen to a lot of people's stories. You know, I got a bad deal on this car, and it's not a bad deal when you go in and look at it and purchase it, though. But after a couple months, you're like, hey, you know, did I really do the right thing? I just bought that Lincoln right there, and I got a bad deal on it. But my credit was a little blemished at the time, so, you know, I needed something to put some makeup on my credit. And, you know, paying 18% interest on a 2008 car. You know, so that shows you the type of deals that you get into, you know. But luckily for me, I see what people go through when they go into a repossession, so I know not to get myself in that position, you know.
You're not in danger of getting behind in payments on your car?
No. I barely make it sometime, but I make it. I've never missed a payment.